Okay, so one of the things that we love, queso. Sorry.
Queso, I love queso.
I love queso as well. We digress. Not really. We talk about queso. Can you have Christmas queso?
Absolutely.
Otherwise known as a fondue, maybe? I don't know.
Christmas fondue.
We're talking about fun things that you do with your kiddos for the Christmas season. One of our favorites, it's become a family tradition, is the Star from Afar. It's kind of like Elf on a Shelf. But with a little bit, okay, not a little bit more meaning, a whole lot more meaning to it.
A lot more, yes.
You each get a character. It can be Mary. It can be one of the shepherds. It can be a wise man. And each child gets one of those. And you hide it daily. And then once they all find the star, I'm sorry, everybody gets one of their characters. You hide the star. And then you don't tell the other person where the star is. And you look at the end of the day, oh, all the kids found the star. You know whose character didn't find the star yet. And so you say, hey, Ethan or Clara, did you find the star yet?
That is so much fun.
And then it goes on all the way through Christmas Day. And then, of course, where is the star on Christmas morning?
I love that.
It's right above the manger. So they'll know where to find the star.
I love that. You know, there's a lot of alternatives to Elf on the Shelf. I love that. Is Star from Afar?
A Star from Afar.
Okay. And there's also Shepherd on the Search.
Exactly.
That's very similar.
Shepherd on the
as
Search.
As well. It's all about the birth of Christ. You take your own little stuffed shepherd on a search to find the newborn king. And there's also Angel on Assignment.
It sounds so official.
Yes, it does. Follow the angels through the first Christmas story and explore the ways guardian angels look out for boys and girls today. That's sweet.
Isn't that cool? Like, it takes the fun of Christmas, but it also just makes it more realistic of what's going on.
I love it. There's so many choices. Here's Wise Men Journey. Guides your family for 25 days. So that could start right now. And discovering the hidden treasures in the Word of God. I like that one.
Okay, one that my sister-in-law brought over for each of my kids the other day is a good old traditional Advent calendar.
Mm-hmm.
However, and they started it today. You open a little box each day to see what is happening. Mm-hmm. And in this one, it's Advent milk chocolate. And so each one that you open up, there's a different shape of a character from the Bible.
From the Bible, though. Not
it's an angel.
A snowman or, you know, sweet. But this just brings the meaning even home more.
I haven't gotten to like 20 or 20. You know,
we'll see.
Well, maybe there's a snowman in there. I don't know.
That's fine.
So far, it's 25 days of Advent. So
okay, then there's the traditional nativity scene that needs to be out in all of our homes to just talk about as a family.
Yep.
But this one is really fun. It's you on a pew. E-W-E. You know, the little lamb.
Not
right?
You sitting on a pew.
No.
I mean, that's a good thing,
too. E-W-E, you on a pew. Okay. This is a book and a plush toy, you know, that comes with it. And first you read the story together. And then you on a pew is the story of a lamb from Bethlehem that witnesses the very first Christmas and the birth of Jesus. So, I mean, you are not without choices.
You are not.
You are not either.
E-W-E.
That's right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Mom was here at 94.1 KXOJ. And find that star from afar.